Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to Vibes Anifa, Ethiopian Anifa. This is supposed to be the intro, I guess. So like when I was in secondary school year, I had like a lot of experience because I went to different schools. So it was like in each school there were like different experiences. I met different people and it was like a whole different vibe in each of the schools, you get. So like on this episode, I'm going to be talking about secondary school experiences. I asked a few people to tell me their favorite and their worst secondary school experience. And then anonymously, obviously. So I'm going to be reading some of them. I'm going to tell you guys mine. So let's get in. The first one says, worst experience must be when my boyfriend of 3 years of secondary school denied us right there in front of me and the teacher. Stings because when asked first, I said yes. We were dating. A different kind of breakfast. Oh my God. Okay, so when I was secondary school, I actually chopped tea. I was eating breakfast like this and belly full like this. I was getting breakfast anyhow. Like, did that be someone I like did not like me back, like my friend, or you get? And then like maybe I had my first boyfriend when I was like in SS2, and then that one too. Just have breakfast too, like serious breakfast. And that guy was my best friend. The guy came one day and he was like, "I'm not feeling the vibe anymore." I don't remember this shit. Like, it makes me laugh because like, bro, secondary school, I feel like because we were kids, like a bunch of kids, so like we didn't really have sense like that. But when I look back at these things and I can't remember, I'm like, bro, I did not have any sense. And then these niggas that I was liking, they were not even all that. Like in my head, they were like, oh my God. But then when I look back, no, please, no, no, no. I'm actually embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed. It's so embarrassing. Okay, so that one says, so in chess too, after exams, girls kept coming up to me and doing shit like pecking me, sitting on my laps and all, which was all weird because I didn't have friends then. So it was all fun and nice. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought maybe they liked me because you don't get many girls come up to you and say they also that you laugh. And to the day ended, and one came and said, we were just doing tutor there. Oh, we don't like you. I cried. It was my best slash worst day. Okay, first off, I feel like if I was like maybe like social outcast or something like that, and then the people started coming up to me and acting like all nice and friendly, obviously I think it's sus. I'll be sus because, bro, why the fuck are you coming up to me now? What did I do? Is there something on my shirt or what? Because like when it comes to bullying and all that, I actually like relate it a lot, even though that's not really what's happening now. But like still, when it comes to when I was in secondary school, I was bullied like a lot. I remember one time I reported, like, I told my mom now, and after, like, I think I was in just one, and then I reported to my mom, and I told her that this is what happened, this girl used to beat me, and then mom was like, that how would I allow her to beat me, that is she not skinny con, skinny con, am I not big, can't I not beat them back, and I was like, eh? Like, they actually, like, made fun of me throughout that holiday. They're like, I was like, I don't want to go to the school, they're like, no, you have to go back. When I go back to school, then I went to go and tell my teacher after they finished doing everything. Oh God, I was so embarrassed. And everyone has to make fun of me that why did I go and report that kind of thing? Why did I go and do that? And I felt really, really bad, like extremely bad. That one says, my best experience was after closing, we used to always line up outside to buy fan eyes and our fun times. That's so mad. I remember when I was in like senior high, after school, we actually used to go and buy finance. But I don't even know what our is. I don't even know about pronouncing it right. But like, yeah. Okay, so what secondary school experience has to be when I went to play football before school. My uniform was now very dirty. Went to school using the cardigan to cover it. A teacher called Misha and asked him to wash it and wear only the cardigan to class. Okay, I don't know. I feel like, okay, wearing cardigan alone is kind of embarrassing, obviously. But when I was, like, in high school, I actually used to wear my cardigan a lot. Like, I was always wearing my cardigan. Like, if I wasn't wearing my cardigan, someone would be like, what is wrong? Why are you wearing your cardigan? Because I was always wearing it. My cardigan even got faded. I told my mother to buy a new one. I was always wearing cardigan. Like, cardigan, me and cardigan were, like, best friends. Okay, then that was this. Best experience is when I'm pressing my babe during free periods. Her breasts were soft as fuck. Okay, what? What the fuck? Oh my God. I
Yeah, come look at this.
Why? Okay. This is Hey Nifa, on my best experience, I got intimate with almost all the girls in my art department. In SS3, I also made out with a final year senior when I was in JS2. Worst, I beat a girl to a pulp. I regret that, man. Also, first of all, why would you... Why?
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
Like, it's really embarrassing. Why? So that one says, when we did self-general punishment, they did ask us to crawl on the gravel and on staircases. Mind you, our class area was a 3-story building. Or when they did use iron rod to scatter me. LOL. God bless those seniors. Amen. I'm sure that's very sarcastic. I hope they're in school, or she. Okay. When I was in secondary school, like junior high, school I was in, they were like, the seniors were kind of mean. Like, before I even came, they used to hear like all these bad stories and all of that. But then, like, the only bad thing I know that I've actually ever done was one, this thing they call this code 9, and then the senior would just, if you do something to them, and they would just beat you. After everything, they're not finished beating you, they'll not be like, it's a joke. I'll be, oh, are you mad? Like, that didn't even happen to me. I didn't even know whether to laugh or actually be angry, because I was so, because bro. And then the other one, there was this thing, it wasn't like a punishment, but like, there's one thing they used to do, where like, a senior will ask you that, guy, you go to this senior and go and collect this book. The name of the book was called Arudom, which means like Journey of No Return. So go and get this book from this senior. And then the senior, you're not gonna meet the senior. The senior will be like, no, go and meet so senior. And the other senior will be like, that kind of do not keep until someone decides that, oh yeah, you know what, just fash guy, go and sleep, just fash about the book, I beg. Because they will keep on pushing you, like I'm pushing you, and pushing you from one place to another. And yourself, you'll be like, kilo day now. And that thing that happened, when it happened to me, was during siesta. And I was so tired that day. And then the night I had to come before book up and down. What did I do? Nothing. And then one says, okay, was first to write a love letter to a junior. Then she showed all her classmates. All of them knew me. School was hell for me that week because the contents were horrible. And I was also terribly rejected by a junior. Guy, I feel off myself. Because bro... Bro.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Why? I'm dead, please. Okay, so I think when I was secondary school, did I ever write love letter? I never wrote love letter. I think I've actually gotten love letters. That was like in primary school, not secondary school. But like, did I ever write to somebody? When I'm not mad. But I was not doing that though. So so that one says, I told this girl I liked her, and she was like, she'll get back to me later. Only for me to find out in like 2 days that she was dating my seatmate. I almost died of embarrassment. Yeah. But my own is that, like, was there that secret that you did not find out that, okay, these guys were dating? I don't understand. Like, if she was dating your seatmate, she was telling me to dislike, because she obviously knew that you liked her and waited for you. Hey, God. Men, women will embarrass you. Oh, my God. Bro. Like, if anything happened to me, I would be like, hey, bro. Like, when I was in secondary school, I actually had, like, lots of stuff. Like, I don't know, like, I was in all the schools I probably went to, I was always like the class clown. You get? I was always the class clown. I was always the one saying jokes. I remember one time I cracked a dry joke. That was in SS2. And then my teacher punished me and I had to kneel down outside. I remember I was like, sir, please don't have mercy upon, like, we're kneeling down. And then I was like, sir, don't have mercy upon us, have Ronaldo. And then everybody looked at me and the one just said I should get out of the class because joke was too boring. And then, like, when I was like in junior school, I used to make all these parody jokes. I used to make people laugh. It was really fun. It was actually fun. That's like my best experience. There's one time. So I was being the class comedian, class clown as usual. That was like in gesture. And I was like, doing like Shakti, that time, you know the song Shakti Bobo now. So I was like, I was trying to do it robotically, and I was like, robotic Shakti. And if I even finished it, she just slapped my Bobo. She was a woman. It's Bimbo. And I was like, everyone laughing. Like, too, like, I left school, everyone was talking about that shit. Like, oh my god. Embarrassing. Or the time when some of my friends went to go and tell my crush that I liked him. And me and that boy, we were having it very good. Everything was looking very nice. He was my senior. Like, he was in the bus with me when I come. Like, he was just... was just, every, I don't know, I feel like after they told him, I shouldn't have, like... I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to say. I feel like he already knew I liked him. But I didn't know what then to tell him. So, I was just feeling so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to say. Like, bro. And then I was like... I have ghosted him. I didn't talk to him. I was always avoiding him. I feel like that's what spoiled our relationship. So sad. And then, I don't even know anymore. Because at this point, I feel like secondary school have actually like shaped me like to be who I am like right now. Because I know that I was a very... like, I made friends, gained some, my eyes opened, I got into trouble. Like, I feel like I was always getting into trouble, like, one way or the other. And my parents were like, anytime something happened, they were always like, oh, okay. Because even, like, this is, like, okay, now, in uni now, my friends have actually not gotten a call from school that, oh, if I is sick, bro, I'm sick, bro. What the fuck? Like, they've not really gotten, like, messages from school that I'm in trouble or whatever, not sick, bro. Pardon me. And then maybe the only thing they've gotten is like, wow, she's sick. But then in secondary school, even bus driver, that man hated me with passion. The man was always calling my father that your daughter is very rude, your daughter is always delaying the bus, your daughter is always doing this. My father was always like telling him that, yeah, why am I embarrassing him like this? Why am I doing this to him? Why am I? And I was like, bro. Now, a quick message from our sponsors.
When are you gonna learn to take care of your teeth? It's not funny anymore. All your friends, they all have left you. They left you because of mouth odor.
See, you didn't want to take the chewing gum they were giving to you.
Now your mouth is smelling up and down. Who did this to you? Cover that your mouth. Brush your teeth. Don't talk to me before you kill somebody. Cover that your mouth.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Audible, Amazon Music, and many others. Kindly stream and put your friends on.